I share the views and actually commend the views of Donal Casey that recreational scuba diving should be banned in the lake. It's I think any trained scuba diver would realise that with a minimum depth of 46 metres that the lake bed is actually out with the safe parameters and competence of scuba divers. It's well within, however, the competence and the training of technical rebreather divers, which we are, and the dive that we have conducted in the lake, which exceed 50 at this stage, would be for the purposes of building a skill and familiarity level with this deep water location to be able to competently deal with the search and recovery operation if such an incident occurred at depth.
Are you aware of anyone who has been taking part in any recreational diving at Loch Sault?
No, I'm not. I live less than 4 miles from Loch Sault. I've been diving since 1996. And in all my time there, the only recreational dive that I ever heard in Loch Sault occurred during August of this year. And it resulted in that particular scuba diver, as I understand it, developing severe decompression illness. So the dangers of Loch Sault on scuba are definitely apparent. I think scuba diving, and I would actually share the view of Donal Casey that conventional recreational diving on scuba should be banned in the lake. However, I don't necessarily share the concern that our discovery of a good news story, i.e. the existence of the ancient golf balls on the bed of the lake, I don't share his concern that it will attract vast numbers of recreational divers.